This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala ibadihi alladhina astafa wa ba'd. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and every single one of us. Really, when we make this dua, we mean it. And we should all be saying Ameen. We ask Allah to bless us all and our offspring to come up to the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every form of goodness and keep us away from every form of evil. Ameen. Honored ulama and beloved brothers and sisters, dearest listeners, this evening we completed Surah Al-Kahf and we completed two other surahs. The surah known as Maryam or Mary, may peace be upon her, and the next surah, Surah Taha. And inshallah, we will first go through the story of Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr was not a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was a saintly man from the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And one day Musa alayhi salam, Moses may peace be upon him, was asked a question that who is the most knowledgeable? And he responded, rightly so, myself, meaning as a prophet, the knowledge granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him that there could be pockets of knowledge that he was not informed, to confirm that the source of knowledge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ in Surah Yusuf, Allah says, above everyone with knowledge is someone with more knowledge until you get to the most knowledgeable. Which means if you think you know, someone knows more than you. Until it gets to the knower of everything, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we should seek knowledge at all times, from the very beginning right to the very end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who expand the knowledge that they have at all times. So Musa alayhi salam was instructed that travel on a specific path, and when a certain sign occurs, then you would know that nearby there is a saint, one of our worshippers, and we would like you to be in his company for a while if he permits. And true to that word, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam found that the lunch that he had had in his little basket, him and his assistant, he asked, where is it gone? Where is our lunch? We are feeling hungry, let's take it out. So this man says, look, I don't know these fish. They were there ready to be eaten, but they found their way back into the sea. Musa alayhi salam says, that's the sign. Let's go and hunt. So they began to hunt until they found Al-Khidr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us even a little bit of this knowledge. So a very interesting thing happened. Musa alayhi salam told him, look, I'd like to join you for a few days. And he said, no, you cannot. For a simple reason, you won't understand what I do. So Musa alayhi salam pleaded with him and said, look, don't worry, I will learn from you. He says, okay, on condition that you never ask me why I do what I do. Don't ask me that question. So Musa alayhi salam agreed and they continued on the path. As they continued on the path, they had to cross a certain river. They jumped into a boat and Al-Khidr suddenly started making a hole in the boat and water started seeping in. Musa alayhi salam says, hey, we took a lift with these people here. Instead of being good to them, you're making a hole in their boat. He says, didn't I tell you not to ask me any question? Didn't I tell you don't ask? So Musa alayhi salam says, oh, sorry, really, I apologize. Really, I apologize. He says, no. He says, look, I won't do this again. So they continued on the path. They passed a young boy and suddenly Al-Khidr decided to murder him. May Allah protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. So Musa alayhi salam was shocked. He says, hey, what are you doing? How can you just kill an innocent person on the road? He says, didn't I tell you that you won't be able to be patient here? You won't be able to be patient. Why are you asking this question? He says, oh, no. I forgot. It slipped my mind that I was not supposed to ask you. And they continued. When they continued, they went into a certain town. And that town refused to host them in any way. So these people were forced to leave the town. Because if no one wants to host you in any way whatsoever, you need to leave. As they were leaving, there was a wall that was about to collapse. And Al-Khidr spent a little bit of time straightening it and make it, you know, proper. And then they walked away. As they were walking away, Musa alayhi salam says, you know what? If you wanted, instead of doing it for free, you could have told them, look, I'll fix this wall for you. And you pay me something, at least they would have had to host us in one way or another. So Al-Khidr says, okay, that's enough. I've had enough of this. You're questioning too much. You don't understand. Now this is the point of separation between myself and yourself, and we need to now part ways. But before we part ways, let me explain to you that which you did not have patience about. Let's listen carefully. As for the boat, I made a hole in it as a point of mercy because Allah had inspired me and given me the knowledge that further upstream or downstream, there was a tyrant ruler who was taking away all the good boats. So I decided if I make a small hole, they can always repair the hole, but they will save the whole boat. So Musa alayhi salam was amazed. He says, oh, I didn't know this. And as for the young boy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed me that if this boy grew up, let's listen carefully, if this boy grew up, he was going to be a means of destruction and a means of evil and pain and suffering to the parents. So better than that, we killed him off right now so that he wouldn't grow up to let the parents suffer and so on. Allah will inshallah grant them even better children. So Musa alayhi salam was surprised. He says, whoa, this is knowledge, man. And the third thing he says, as for the wall, there were some orphans who were there, whose father died and left for them a treasure under the wall, built it in such a way that after some time the wall would collapse. But the wall was collapsing prematurely, so we decided by the will of Allah to make that wall upright so that if the wall had fallen, had we not made it upright, the people of the city would have stolen the treasure. In order to protect it, this is what we did. It's very interesting. And I'm sure for us right now, we are thinking to ourselves that we hope there were more issues so that we could know a little bit more of the knowledge granted to Al-Khidr. That is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, we hope that there were more incidents that occurred and Musa alaihi salam had a little bit more patience so that we could also have learnt a lot. But the point I want to raise this evening is the knowledge of Allah. Who knows what is the description of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala best? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes it to us. And this verse of the Quran or these verses also reassure or confirm the meaning of the knowledge of Allah. What does Allah know? Allah has every aspect of knowledge. He tells us, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. O man, with the vast technology that you have, having reached wherever you have, having had, you know, now we've got Bluetooth, mashallah, and probably very soon we'll have yellow teeth as well. Allah protect us. But with all that, Allah says, you have very, very little knowledge. Very, very little. Just a speck of knowledge. Look at the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ. Allah knows that which happened, that which is happening, that which is going to happen. He knows it completely. He knows exactly how it is going to happen. But more amazing than what I've just said is the last part. وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ إِذَا كَانَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ. That which is not going to happen ever, if it were to happen, how it would have happened is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this young boy. He was never ever going to live beyond this age. But Allah tells Al-Khidr, had he lived, this is what he would have done. Which means what was never going to happen, had it happened, how it would have happened, is also part of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the power of the knowledge that we learn from here. From the knowledge of Al-Khidr, we also have something. Like you take a look at the boat. It was never ever going to be usurped in the taqdeer of those young men. It was never going to be taken. But had it not had a hole in it, it was going to be taken. Definitely. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's information to Al-Khidr was. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Ya'lamu ma kana wa ma yakunu wa ma lam yakun idha kana kayfa yakunu. That's the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the past. Yakunu is mudari', which includes present and future tense. He knows the present and the future, and he knows that which is not going to happen. If it were to happen, how it would have happened. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. If we have to think of this, we will not cease to declare the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making that story very clear, he then makes mention towards the end of Suratul Kahf. He asks a question, do you know who are the biggest losers? in terms of deeds. Those who do deeds but they lose, who are they? They are those whose deeds are astray. They think that what they are doing is right, but it's not right. Allah says,
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا.
Should we inform you who are the biggest losers in terms of their deeds?
الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا.
Those whose deeds are astray in the dunya, unacceptable, incorrect, and yet they think that they are doing good deeds. Remember a golden rule in the Sharia. All acts of worship are only allowed to be done if they were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because I am too insignificant to decide how to worship Allah. I don't know how Allah wants to be worshipped. I cannot decide what will please Allah in terms of acts of worship. But I can learn from the heavenly revelation that was sent by Allah through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, a man thinks he is very pious and he thinks, now I want to please Allah, so instead of 4 rak'at of dhuhr, let me make it 5. Will the dhuhr be accepted? No, it won't, because you added an extra deed that was not taught. It's not an act of worship. That extra rak'at will render the whole salah invalid. And this is why the term bid'ah comes into play, which means an innovation. The meaning of the word bid'ah is an act of worship that was not taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the meaning of the term bid'ah, which means if it's not an act of worship, no bid'ah goes into it. If I drive a car, or I, for example, turn on a light or paint my building or use bricks, the term bid'ah from an Islamic meaning of it does not apply, because the shar'i meaning of the word bid'ah is an act of worship that was not taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where did we get this translation from? From the hadith. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Whoever adds something in this deen of ours, it will be turned back to them. It will bounce back to them. For example, a man thinks that now I want to call more people to salah, so my adhan, I must say Allahu Akbar 8 times. What happens? His adhan, he doesn't get a reward for it. He'll receive a sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can follow to the T. If we'd like to engage in acts of worship, we'd rather engage in nafil, and we'd rather engage in that which is known than to enter into disputed territory, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left no grey areas. This is why I always tell people that if you really want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many acts of worship that nobody on the globe disagrees that they are correct. Pick up a miswak, mashallah. Read 1 Quran a day, mashallah. Fast every second day, mashallah. There are so many other deeds. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So many adhkar, so many other deeds that we can engage in. And nobody on the globe will tell you are wrong. Why then do we sometimes choose to engage in deeds that half the world is debating whether they are valid or not? Why put ourselves into that spot when we have not yet completed all the deeds that are totally agreed upon? I hope this makes sense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. What made me say this is this verse. This verse in Surah Al-Kahf. We read this surah so many times every week, I hope. And what do we learn from it? It's important that we learn something. This is why towards the end of this surah, Allah says, whoever wants to meet Allah, whoever is looking forward to meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should do deeds. What type of deeds?
فَمَن كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا.
They should do deeds that are acceptable. Take a look at the books of the Mufassireen. The word acceptable means that which is in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whoever wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward to it, we should engage in deeds that are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
And they should never ever engage in any form of shirk or association of partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah prepare us for the day we are going to meet Him. May He make us from those who look forward to the meeting with Him. Ameen. The next surah is Surah Maryam, named after the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, may peace be upon him. And this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah
by making mention of the story of Zakariya and Yahya alayhi ma as-salam. And this, I'd like to spend a moment giving hope and courage to those who don't have children. Remember one thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far greater than our understanding. Sometimes His mercy dictates that we don't have children. Subhanallah. Sometimes His mercy dictates that we do have only one gender of children. Sometimes both. And sometimes nil, nothing. Sometimes He wants to give it to us later on in life for whatever reason. We should never ever be upset at the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what He is doing. But this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is mention of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His worshipper Zakariya. He constantly called out to us, constantly without losing hope, Ya Allah, grant me male offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant me someone who will carry the lineage, someone who will serve You, Ya Allah. And Allah says, one day we called out to him, Ya Zakariya, إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى. الله أكبر. O زكريا, we are giving you glad tidings of a son. We will name him. His name is يحيى. No one was called يحيى before that. Allah says, we chose the name اسمه يحيى. And زكريا عليه السلام was shocked, overtaken with trembling. And the heart was softened completely. His hairs had risen, subhanallah, standing. He says, oh Allah, I'm so old. What answer am I going to give these people? My wife is expecting. She's also old. Allah says, don't worry. Keep quiet for 3 days. Just worship Allah. Don't talk to the people. Subhanallah. That was a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next story that's mentioned is that of Maryam alayha salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I've mentioned in the past, He has created in 4 different ways. Without the involvement of male or female, such as Adam alayhi salam. With the involvement of a male, with no involvement of a female, such as Eve or Hawa, may peace be upon her. With the involvement of a female, without any male involvement, such as that of Jesus or Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. With the involvement of both male and female, like myself and yourselves. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the possibilities and Allah has shown us all of them. There's no fifth to that. So the power of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention how Jesus, may peace be upon him, was born. And this, it's important that the Christians read it as well. And it's important that we educate the Christians, that we know what we believe about Jesus, may peace be upon him. We revere him, we respect him. His mother was innocent completely. She was the Virgin Mary. She was not married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blown in her the ruh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the birth, miraculous birth of Jesus, may peace be upon him, without the involvement of a male. And this is why towards the end of Surah Taha, Allah says, don't call him my son. No, he is a creature of Allah. He is the worshipper of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to say that Allah or the creator who creates from nothing has a son is such a dangerous statement that the son, or should I say, the skies and the earth want to tear and rip to pieces because of the severity of that particular statement. May Allah protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who are uttering wrong statements to that which is correct. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Maryam alayha salatu wasalam, when she came, whilst she was pregnant, to her people, and she had not even been married. And her people said, Ya ukhta Haruna, مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. O sister of Harun, O sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man. He didn't engage in this type of activity. And your mother was also not like this. May Allah protect us. What is this? She was instructed, don't talk. The matter is too big for your voice to be able to solve. Sometimes in our lives we have problems. MashaAllah, with us our problems are small, very minor inshaAllah. And we happen to solve them by speaking and so on. Sometimes it's so big that by talking nothing will help. It's Allah alone who can clarify and clear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our names, all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all good reputations. Wherever there are people who are putting us into disrepute, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescue us. And that is for every single one of us, really. We should never ever try and put a fellow Muslim into disrepute, because a day will come when that will happen to us. When we do something to others which is evil, Allah creates people to do the same to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The opposite is true, that when we defend people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind our backs will create others who will defend us. And the day we need it, there will be angels who will come to our rescue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So from this we do learn that sometimes we rather turn to the dhikr of Allah, and we rather turn obviously to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in silence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clear or clarify for us. So Isa alayhi salam, as Maryam, may peace be upon her, pointed to him whilst he was in the cradle, he spoke powerful words. What were the words spoken by Jesus in the cradle? May peace be upon him. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He says, I am a worshipper of Allah. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ. Allah has given me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And He has made me a messenger.
وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنتُ.
And He has blessed me wherever I am. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings as well. So that was the discussion that occurred at the time of Isa, or Jesus, may peace be upon him. The whole surah is named after the Virgin Mary. Ironically, the whole Bible does not have a chapter named after the Virgin Mary, nor after Jesus, and so on. So we as Muslimin, mashallah, we have many surahs which are named after Jesus, may peace be upon him's mother and his family and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named many of these surahs after many of the prophets as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and I'd like to highlight one point. And that is Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was given prophethood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a very young age, he was extremely intelligent. He's seen his father carving these idols and selling them and worshipping them and so on. And he'd seen one thing that really made him question this whole issue. He's seen the rich have bigger gods than the poor, because they could afford a big god. The poor could afford a small god they could carry in their pockets. Whenever they wanted something, take out the god, look at him and say, hey, I'm going there, just help me. Astaghfirullah. But the big, they had big, big gods. They would keep them in temples and so on. So he started laughing, really. And he told his father, oh my father, what are you doing? What is this?
لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا.
Oh my father, how can you worship that which doesn't hear, that which doesn't see, that which is not going to help you in any way? Turn to the Creator. Turn to the Creator. He will assist. He is the one. The father didn't want to listen. So Ibrahim alayhi salam made a statement. What is the statement?
Ya abati, inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya.
Oh my father, knowledge has come to me that did not come to you. Follow me, I will guide you to the right path. Imagine a son, a little boy, telling his father that. Wallahi, from this we have a lot to learn. Our own children sometimes have more knowledge than us. They will come to us and say, Mom, it's wrong. You're sitting on your cell phone whole day, Mom. That's not a good idea. It's very bad. It's a wrong habit. Or, Dad, you know the way you speak to Mom is wrong. We must not get angry. Otherwise, we join the ranks of the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Take the instruction. It might come from a child. You might not like where it came from. But if it is true, that is the merit. You accept it on